Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber shares one of his favorite real-life Christmas stories.
There's a universal desire to go home for Christmas. We spent almost 9 years in Chicago, having grown up in the Southeast, but I was doing a couple degrees and involved in a church up there. At that time, our three children were young, preschool and elementary age, and one of the great experiences we had was being able to come back home, either to Virginia or North Carolina, where my parents were in North Carolina, my wife's parents were in Virginia, and often both places during that break, that Christmas break, and that was awesome. There are movies about the theme, going home for Christmas. You've probably seen some of those. And, you know, famous song, I'll Be Home for the Holidays, is it, or Christmas? Whatever. I was about to sing it if I could have remembered. Oh, well, no, I'm joking, and I definitely don't want to run the podcast viewers off. So I won't sing. But I do want to challenge that assumption that Christmas means going home, and say that biblically Christmas might mean leaving home. And one of the great texts in Scripture, period, for any time, but really is one of the greatest Christmas texts, but it's not often used at this time of year, is Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Paul the Apostle writes, "Your attitude should be that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." Jesus left his eternal heavenly home to come here to earth at Christmas time. Bernie May was a missionary pilot who flew Bible translators into the Amazon jungle. And he recalled one Christmas he spent in Peru. It was his third week there, the week before Christmas. And he was asked to make an emergency flight over the jungle to a river basin in order to carry medical supplies to an Indian tribe where there had been an epidemic. He was scheduled to return to his wife, Nancy, and sons on the evening of December 23rd. But because of an unexpected change in the weather, he was not able to fly out. So listen to this account of his of an emotional Christmas experience because of the rain and fog preventing him from flying. "It rained all day and throughout the next night. Christmas Eve was the same. The clouds were down to the tops of the trees, the rain falling steadily. I slipped on my poncho and trudged through the Indian village down to the river's edge. The plane was tied against the bank, rocking gently on the rain-spattered water. I crawled out on a pontoon and sat under the wing, feeling desperately sorry for myself. It was Christmas Eve, and night was descending on the jungle. There was no way I could get back home. Back in Pennsylvania, my folks would have returned from church and Mother would be getting the turkey ready. Outside, the snow would be falling past the window. The big tree with the star on top would be standing as always in its corner. In Yerrinacocha, 6 hours away, Nancy, his wife, and the boys would be sitting at home alone. They knew by now, because I'd been able to radio back, that I was stuck in the jungle. I would not be with them for Christmas. Oh God, I moaned, I'm in the wrong place. More than anything else, I wanted to be home for Christmas. Instead, I sloshed my way back to my hut in the little village. I shared some yucca with a couple of Indian children and read them the Christmas story out of my Bible, doing my best to translate it so they could understand a few words of that precious event. That night, under my mosquito net, I too had a visitation from God, something like those shepherds must have had on the hills of Bethlehem. There were no angels and no bright lights, but as I lay there in my hammock, desperately homesick, I felt I heard God say, "My son, this is what Christmas is all about." Jesus left heaven, and on Christmas morning, he woke up in the, quote, wrong place, a stable in Bethlehem. Christmas means leaving home, not going home. My only begotten son did not come home for Christmas. He left his home to be with you. And that's so true. Maybe you'll be listening to this podcast around Christmas time, and hopefully a story like this can remind you and remind me, all of us, what Christmas is really all about. It's about Jesus leaving his home for us. And it's just an occasion for us to worship him and thank him and serve him and go out to those places and those people in his name who need his love. And I hope we'll do that. I hope we'll also remember people like foreign missionaries who are out serving the Lord, some and away from family and friends at the holiday time, that we would remember them and pray for them and love and support them as well. So thanks so much, and thank God for Jesus, who left home for Christmas so he could bring us to his eternal home. May you have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.